We are Lebanese, Phoenicians, right? That's what our, a lot of people, right? Arabs, all of us, look at us, look what we've done in our timeline. We come from one of the greatest civilizations on the planet. Phoenicians discovered America thousands of years ago, long before Christopher Columbus. Muslim and Arab scientists, we created language, mathematics, science, everything we've contributed. Hell, this is the birthplace of religion. The fact that you can take a look around and you see churches, mosques, and synagogues standing side by side means there was a time when everybody was happy with everybody else, right? We invented, we created, we brought forth so much from religion to mathematics to science. The fact that today 30,000 and even less people, mostly recruited from Twitter, who call themselves ISIS, have come to define us as a people isn't an American problem, that's an Arab problem. We need to solve that. That's what I'm trying to do by going out and doing these shows and going across the US. Because I want people to come and experience my life. I think I am beyond privileged. I am come from the greatest place on earth. We are all warriors. All of us, all 5,000 of us, right here tonight, are warriors. We're warriors. It's in our culture to fight. Think about it. The day before the Paris attacks, 56 Lebanese people were killed in Lebanon, and nobody even talked about it. Facebook didn't even give us a thing that we could put over our picture with the Lebanese flag. 56 Lebanese people died, and the next day, we didn't even stop schools or take the day off. The next day, we went to work as if it was nothing. As if it was nothing. Can you imagine being ISIS and getting up the next day, turning on the news, all excited? We killed 56 Lebanese people. Let's see how we've destroyed their infrastructure. And they turn on the TV and the guy's like, "Bad fi haja tsir bihal balad." That's... Nothing can bring us down. We won't stop for anything. Unless it's raining, then we close the schools. But we won't stop. That's why I want people to come back here. That's why I want us to do a better job with our PR. And that's why I'm happy you're all here today, because on camera, we have captured what it really means to be in a country that's supposedly overrun by terrorists and going through hell. Thank you so much. I love you all. Take care of Lebanon for me. And let's keep this thing going. Good night.